Before the stars were lit and before the world began, God created a countless host of angels, pure spirits of light, majestic in beauty and perfect in knowledge. They were shown the greatness of God and the plan of salvation, that His eternal Son would one day take flesh in the womb of a woman, the Virgin Mary. At this revelation, joy and praise filled heaven, but not all rejoiced. Among the highest of angels stood one named Lucifer, radiant beyond all others. Yet in the light of divine truth, his pride was stirred. Lucifer refused to adore the plan of God. He would not bow to a creature, a woman, nor to a God-made man. His heart swelled with arrogance as he declared, "A great battle broke out in heaven. Saint Michael rose with the loyal angels, crying out, 'Who is like unto God?' The heavens trampled as grace fought pride. Lucifer and his followers were cast out. Their splendor turned to horror, their songs to screams. They fell like lightning into the abyss." Peace returned to heaven, but the war had left a scar that would echo through all creation. Then, by His word, God spoke creation into being, the heavens, the earth, the seas, and every living thing. And at last, the Lord said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Venerable Mary of Agreda saw the moment when Adam, the first man, was formed from the dust of the earth, filled with the breath of life, and from His side, God created Eve, pure and radiant, adorned with grace. They dwelt in the Garden of Eden, clothed not in garments, but in glory, living in perfect friendship with God. But the fallen one, Lucifer, was not finished. Enraged by his defeat, he turned his envy toward the new creation. Disguised as a serpent, he whispered deceit into the ear of Eve. Eve listened, and in her freedom, she chose to reach beyond the will of God. Adam, out of love for her, shed in her disobedience. In that moment, the light of grace within them dimmed. Innocence was lost. For the first time, fear entered their hearts. The harmony of creation was broken, and sin, like a shadow, entered the world. God, in His justice and mercy, clothed them and sent them forth from Eden. Mary of Agreda described this as the deepest wound in all of creation, a wound that could only be healed by a Redeemer yet to come. But even in their exile, God promised a Savior that through a woman, the serpent's head would be crushed forever. These were the visions entrusted to Venerable Mary of Agreda, a soul chosen to unveil the hidden designs of God. Through her writings, heaven revealed how pride gave birth to darkness and how obedience would one day restore light. All these revelations, from the fall of Lucifer to the creation and fall of Adam and Eve, are recorded in a sacred work, the Mystical City of God.